Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. Before we begin today, I want to highlight a live stream event coming up Friday, November 20th, called Strong in the Lord. This three-hour virtual seminar, led by Terry Wardle, will be a time in which we learn how to experience the power of God's presence in difficult seasons. We wanted to provide a small gift for our Sling Stones listener, and so we have a $5 discount off the $49 registration fee. To register and redeem your discount, visit healingcare.org and click on the events page. After registering, type in SLING5 into the promo code. We hope that you will join us and that this will be a time to encourage us with the presence of God in these uncertain times. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
I hope you're doing well today. Maybe this podcast should begin with a warning. You're going to need to pray about what I'm talking about and pray about what I'm suggesting. Don't do what I'm suggesting simply because I'm saying it, but possibly what I'm suggesting could be something the Lord might lay upon your heart. And what I want to talk about is choosing to engage in a prophetic action in the midst of a difficult time that communicates to you and to others, there will be another day. The sun will shine. God's blessings will come. A prophetic action of hope. So I want to begin by telling you a story. A number of years ago, it was probably close to 20 years ago, I had a master's student in my classes. His name was Augustine. And he had taken over a very small and struggling congregation. Now, the facility wasn't small. It was a large church, and it had a giant parking lot. And the church had dwindled down to literally a handful of people. And he had taken that church, and he was hopeful and praying. And he realized how difficult things would be, but he wanted to instill a sense that God can still do great things. So one day, he came to my office, and he said that he had decided to do prophetic parking. I never heard those two words together. Prophetic parking? I kind of chuckled and I said, Augustine, what are you talking about? He said, I can pull into my church at any time, even on a Sunday morning during church. And there's always a space right next to the door that I can go in because there are so few cars in the parking lot. And he said, but our car parking lot is huge. So I decided that from now on Sunday mornings, I'm going to park in a spot as though the church is filled. And he said, I park all the way back in the furthest corner. And as I walk to the church building, I pray that God would bring his blessings upon our congregation to where this prophetic action becomes something that actually takes place. That inspired me. A prophetic action. He said he had prayed about it, he thought about it, and he believed in the power of God to make this happen. It's similar to the passage of scripture in Jeremiah where he says to Jeremiah, is my arm too short? No, it is not. So I want to challenge us about doing something that would be, if you will, a prophetic action of hope. Now, let me remind you, I'm sure I mentioned this before, that hope is not we're seeing signs, positive signs of change. I mean, I hope we are seeing those. And when we make decisions based on that, that's more optimism. Hope is when the sun's not shining and you prepare for it to break through the clouds. Hope is when it doesn't seem that victory is coming, and you decide to set the banquet table for the celebration when the victory is yours. That's the notion of hope, and that's the notion of a prophetic action. And what I've been thinking about is, what would that look like for me in a time like this? In a time when it seems like here in the United States, COVID's on the rise. It's not going down. We have not turned a corner. It's really, really difficult. And as we've mentioned many times, there are people that have lost loved ones. There are individuals right now that are ill. There are people that are either losing their jobs or have lost their jobs. What would a prophetic action of hope look like that could fill my own heart with light? So I'm going to tell you a story that comes out of the book of Jeremiah. If you know the book of Jeremiah, you know that he's prophesying to God's people that weren't obeying God. They weren't following after God. They were counting on God's intervention, and yet they were in absolutely no way walking the way that God had intended for them to walk. And so God basically said through Jeremiah that these people would be taken into exile, and that this period of exile would be a period of discipline. It would be obviously a period of hardship. There would be grieving as they were taken from their homes. Now, in the midst of this, when it seems like these very powerful people from the north are going to sweep over and destroy the land and destroy people's homes and take people away, God says to Jeremiah that there is a man who has a field, and that he's going to come to you, and he's going to offer for you to buy that field. And God says to Jeremiah, I want you to purchase it. I want you to buy that field. Now, there's a sense in which someone would go, well, wait a minute, if the land's going to be ravaged, the homes are going to be destroyed, and people are going to be carried off into exile, why in the world would you ever decide to buy a field? This guy that was selling was the smart guy. He was getting money for the journey. He was going to protect himself in this new land. And yet, God said to Jeremiah, buy that field. And then he says this. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Take these documents, both the sealed and unsealed copies of the deed of purchase, and put them in a clay jar, so they will last a long time. For this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Houses, fields, and vineyards will again be bought in this land. And this is where, again, as the question is, why would I do this? God asked that question, is anything too hard for me? Is anything too hard for me? In the midst of a very difficult time, God was telling Jeremiah to do something that would show there will be a new day. This is not the final chapter. We will not live encircled for the rest of our lives in darkness. It's a prophetic act of hope. So I was thinking about that for myself. So, you know, it can get, you know, I haven't traveled for a long, long time. Don't get to stand face to face with people and tell them about Jesus. And we don't connect even as a staff. We do most everything we do it in our own little place. It can be somewhat lonely not to have all the social contact. I mean, really, there's a lot going on. Well, what would a prophetic act of hope look like? Well, first, let me tell you what I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about you being foolish. I still wash my hands. I wear a mask. I distance. I don't go into big crowds. And I don't see it as a prophetic act of hope that all of a sudden I take my mask off, go into Walmart, and hug everybody. That's simply foolishness. But I think there are prophetic acts of hope that we could do that would instill within us and instill within people the belief that, well, what we talked about before, God still has good plans for us. Doesn't mean it's easy, but there's going to be another day. So I was just thinking for myself, maybe we need to get on Zoom with my family and talk about a future family gathering, a vacation that we could all share together. And maybe I should get some of my relatives and talk to them about, let's make plans out in the future for a family reunion. We used to have those a lot when I was young, the Wardle family reunion, the Spencer family reunion. We don't even do that much anymore, but a prophetic act of hope that says we're going to look forward to that. Maybe you get together as a company or as a ministry or a church and just share thoughts of what's it going to be like when we're together again. What's something we want to really do? Maybe there's some gift that you could give to the Lord or give to someone else that is, again, a statement of hope there will be another day. This is a time I know when many of us are struggling financially and the idea of giving something. I'm not talking about something large. Plant a seed. Think of something small, even if you can, and give it with the idea that there will be another day. I'm investing in the day when the sun will shine again. I've been thinking about what's a small gift I could get for my wife that says to her, we're going to have some really good times out in the future. I know this sounds somewhat silly, but I've been thinking about, you know what, I think I'm going to plant some fruit trees. You know, put them in the ground, knowing that they're not going to bear fruit this year and maybe not next year. But there will be a day when they are going to bear fruit, and that little tree will be for me a prophetic act of hope. Now, these things are tiny. I know they're tiny acts. But at the same time, they can be powerful for our own emotions to keep us from staring at today with all of its difficulties. But look into tomorrow in anticipation of God's intervention into our lives, that there will be sun shining, a new and brighter day. Now, I'm telling you, don't do this simply because I'm suggesting it. Go to prayer and ask the Lord if this is something you should do. Some small or medium size or large act that is a prophetic action that says God is still in charge. And we can think of days of light and days of hope. In Jeremiah, again, in both chapters 32 and 33, God talks about that very thing when he says, I'm going to bring these people back. They're going to live right here, and they're going to live in safety. They will be my people. I will be their God. I'll give them a singleness of heart and action. They'll fear me. All will then go well for them and for the children. I make an everlasting covenant. I will never stop doing good to them. I will rejoice in doing them good. Plant them in this land with all my heart and all my soul. And then the Lord goes on to say, I will give them all the prosperity I have promised them. And in 33, call to me, I will answer, tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. I will heal my people. I will let them enjoy abundance and peace and security. And all of this kind of begins when God says to Jeremiah, go by that field. I know it looks like the worst thing in the world to do right now, but go by that field. Put the deed in a clay pot so it'll last a long, long time. And people will know that in this place we will yet again build our homes, plow our fields, plant our crops, harvest the fruit as a statement of hope. Folks, pray about this. Maybe a small gift to a church or a ministry, even when you're struggling. Maybe a fun little gift that you don't have to pay a lot of money for, that you give to someone to let them know there's another day out there. Maybe a conversation about something you hope to see happen not too far in the distant future. All is a prophetic action of hope. God bless you today. I so enjoy spending this time with you.